Frankly, I'm just appalled at the way that this has been handled, and given the support that both myself and Denise have given to the leadership during the recent difficulties over the last few months, I was just shocked and appalled that we should be treated this way.
You have a company called Charterhouse Chancery Limited, which offers consultancy services to people, and it uses the fact that the Olympics are coming up this year as a potential business opportunity. This was the problem for the leader.
He seems to think that we have a vested interest. I can assure you we do not. Our company accounts are open for scrutiny. You can see that the company has not traded. We act as a consultancy. As yet, we haven't consulted on anything at the present time, and I just feel very hurt and maligned by the way this has been handled.
Do you understand how people might think? You, in the eyes of the council, have been trying to get business for yourself off the back of the activities that you carried out at the council.
Oh, I can understand the way these things may be translated, but the reality is that has not been the case whatsoever. My dealings in other parts of the world have not impacted on Surrey whatsoever. And as I say, you can look at the accounts that have been reported, you can see the company does not trade.
If you have nothing to hide, and as you say, you've done nothing wrong, then this is a stain on your reputation.
I have taken legal advice today, and I will be considering my position.
What does that mean?
The press release that went out today from the County Council, clearly that's a reflection on both my character and Denise's character. And as I say, we have nothing to hide and nothing to feel ashamed of.
So it's fair to say you're considering taking legal action?
It may come to that.
I understood you counted David Hodge as a friend.
I count him as a friend still. I think there are other influences that have been brought to bear on this, and I'm not very happy about it at all. I think Denise and I are both very outspoken because we care about Surrey and the way it operates, and I am very concerned for the residents of Surrey, and I think a root and branch investigation of the County Council and the way it operates is probably more appropriate than an investigation into us.
When you say other influences, without going into the sort of dark corners of conspiracy theories, what exactly do you mean?
I just think that we have felt for some time that because we have been critical of certain aspects of the council's operation, that perhaps those chickens have come home to roost. I just do not believe that anybody in their right mind can consider that we have a conflict of interest whatsoever. I can only think there are other interests or other influences that have been brought to bear.
Looking at this externally from a neutral perspective, you would wonder what kind of farce is being played out among the ruling party at Surrey County Council.
I'm still reeling from today's decision by the leader and deputy leader. It's very hard for me to make a reasoned critique of what is going on with the County Council at this particular moment in time.